bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, Marty Allen, Stupid World Records, and Donnie Baker. They're all coming up in just a minute.
If you want to turn your daddy parts orange, eat some Cheetos and watch some porn.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin in the performance room.
I am indeed.
Josh Arnold and the sidekick chair.
Oh, yeah.
It's building up.
It's exciting. Ace Cosby.
Hey.
At the track phone online. Hot phone.
It's a hot phone. It's a hot phone, Ace.
Here's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee. Here's Tom Griswold.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tom, go, baby,
Chick
go.
Chick McGee at the orangeinsoles.com sports desk once again.
Oh, Lord.
We've had some exciting news this morning. First, once again, celebrating the birthday of the great Marty Allen.
Yes.
Comedian. Famous for many things.
Oh, yes.
Great hair, and of course.
Hello there!
That great, the great Hello Dare song.
That's what this email is about.
Oh, what does it say?
Dear Chick, this weekend while watching basketball games, one of the announcers screamed out, "Look at that razzle dazzle."
Oh, yes, Tommy's favorite. Yes.
Then, while watching a rerun of King of Queens, Arthur, the fabulous Jerry Stiller.
Yes.
Discovers his old album collection and proceeds to pull out a Marty Allen album.
You know Arthur loved it.
And starts playing Hello There.
Hello Dare, I think.
Sorry. That's from Mike in Louisville.
Wonderful.
Oh, and also there is a Munsters episode.
Oh, God. With Marty Allen?
No, in which the song Do the Freddy is prominently featured. Every time it airs somewhere, I'll get a nice letter from someone going, oh, my God, the Do the Freddy song was featured on the Munsters. It's nice to know that the stuff is still circulating. If you have little kids, you'll notice
it was Adam's Family.
Which one?
Adam's Family.
Was it Adam's? I'm sorry.
Lurches in the Scene.
That's right, sorry.
Ace likes to get it right.
No, I appreciate the correction.
Yeah, who doesn't? I think him doing that all the time would be great, yeah. You're correct, Chick. There you go.
I like certain things are right.
We're a team.
I'll say this for Chick. Shut it up.
No, it's not shut it up. Shut it up.
Shut.
Yeah, that first
one. Shut it up. No.
It's an ah.
The more it sounds like something else,
your dentist doesn't go say eh. He says say ah.
And finally in sports, because like most America, I've forgiven up.
Track phone hotline.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
I'm good. You guys watching Fox and Friends? They're talking about how Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner ain't calling their kid Wolf no more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they're changing the name of the kid.
Breaking news. Well, I'm glad they got my cease and desist letter about using our baby's name, Christy.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
I swear to God, the name Wolf or Wolfie or... only for kids who got natural-born badass potential.
Yes.
No silver spoons need apply. State law, man. And who knows what they'll name it now. I just pray they don't let Kanye pick it. It'll be something like Northwestern Sherpa. And it's like it's named after some bipolar racehorse. Man, I can't remember. Is Kylie Jenner the one that's bulimic and has legs like a baby giraffe? Or is she the other one that's fire-ass hot and already got a billion in the bank?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think she's the billion.
Well, she's a smoke show, that one that's got the makeup stuff. Hey, speaking of that, you guys seen that singer Adele lately?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
I mean, she must have dropped 250 pounds. I swear to God. I don't know who broke her heart, but it's done wonders for her waistline. But the fact remains, I really like chubby Adele better.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Well, because I don't trust fat people lose a bunch of weight real fast. Just look what it's done to, like, Jared from Subway's and Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen. They ain't done nothing funny since dropping all that weight. The way I see it, since dropping the weight, Jonah looks like he's wearing a permanent skin suit, you know? Like he was in Silence of the Lambs, like Joshua says, big fat person. And Jonah, by the way, you're rich. How about now you drop the weight by a suit that fits? You look like a little kid playing businessman in the backyard. Swear to God. Not to mention, you got Oprah. Look what losing all that weight did to her. Man, she used to rule the airwaves. Now she's hawking weight loss products to her fans. Of course, anybody could drop weight like her if you got a personal chef and a personal trainer 24/7. It's just hard to drop weight when you're raw dogging beefaroni out of the can, working your third double shift of the week.
Yes, it is.
I doubt that show would have been as popular had it been named Tanya. All I'm saying is, it's okay to be fat, Adele. I swear to God. It's like she never heard the phrase, more cushion for the pushing. So put back on a few pounds, Adele, and hit me up. I'll put a baby in you and give you something to really sing about.
Very good, Donnie. Thank
you. Wow.
Hey, look what time it is. Stupid world record.
She a great big fat person.
There it is. A gardener has broken his own Guinness World Record title for the most tomatoes grown from a single stem.
Oh, really? How many you think, guys?
Now, let me jump in here. They are cherry tomatoes.
Oh, I'm going to say 35.
That is key. Oh, no. One single stem.
We 35 is your guess?
Stem. We got 35.
I'm going to go with 62.
I need a definition.
I have no idea how many would normally grow on.
Yeah, neither do I.
My neighbor has them. Never mind. I can't play, but...
Oh, you know the answer?
Yeah.
You know the answer, but you want a definition.
Because I don't know what a stem is. I don't know if it's the part that comes out.
I'm surprised if a stem is involved, why isn't David Rush involved in this?
Oh, yeah, he does that stuff for...
Is it his whole
STEM education?
STEM research.
Like 100, 120.
Not STEM research,
120.
Ace, what do you say?
I've never seen a cherry tomato in the wild. Just a big one.
Well,
never.
Just throw a number out.
Where do you traipse, you know, around that they
let
have
me,
wild
let me tell you
tomatoes.
Something, Ace. You never disappoint me. You know that? You've never. It's always an adventure when I talk to you.
People think I'm weird, but Ace is the weirdo.
You were Huck Finning your way around the Midwest.
Ten. Okay.
Chuck.
Yes, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Depends on who I'm with, who I'll answer to, yes. Yeah.
Cherry tomatoes are abundant. If you ever grow a plant, they are like, there's hundreds.
Well, Tom knows as well. In September 2021, Douglas Smith grew a single stem with 1,269 cherry tomatoes on it.
That's freakish.
That's what I meant to say.
That broke his very own record of 839.
How about that?
The IT manager who grows cherry tomatoes in his spare time and puts people to sleep telling them stories about it.
Here he is.
Studied various scientific papers and even had soil samples lab tested to get his formula just right.
Yeah, big bush full of tomatoes.
Yeah.
Think of all the salads you could ruin with all these cherry tomatoes.
It's hard to get a good
cherry.
You're
not a fan?
I do not like the cherry tomato. No.
Is it because when you bite into them, you think you're biting into a tarantula's ass?
It's scary.
It's like an eyeball.
It's a weird, there's too much pressure.
This is
going
to sound stupid, but I like a good cherry tomato.
No, I'm with you, man. I think
it's
very
hard to find
good.
A good cherry tomato.
I agree with Willie. There's that. It's like biting into an eyeball thing.
They gush.
Well, yeah.
I like them when they're hot, when they're cooked with something.
That can be very good, too.
I'm into that.
It reminds me of that gum they used to have where you bite it and it squirt in your mouth.
Oh, gum gum?
Gusher?
Yeah, yeah.
Gushers.
They called it cum gum. That's right.
What they call it?
The air
they
call it.
That's number two this morning.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
Is that what it was called?
Between
no.
This is just for you. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shut up.
I think they were called Gushers, weren't they?
Yeah, oh. Gushers was definitely a brand.
Yeah.
Love the Gushers.
I think it was called Freshen Up, the gum I'm thinking.
I guess I just knew it by its street name.
Yeah, I wouldn't say
got
so,
it from
yeah.
my dealer.
What did your dealer keep them in?
His purse.
Where his purse panties were? Yeah.
Purse panties. I almost got that one wrong again.
Shut up, shutting up.
I forgot about shut up, shutting up.
Shut up, shutting up.
What's that from?
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
The United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
Right! O'Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women. The
expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Another very dumb thing. Cherry tomatoes and grape tomatoes. Those aren't two different things, are they?
One's shaped like a grape, I think, and the other one's
and they're,
just
maybe
rounder.
They're a little darker, too, the grape. Yeah.
No idea.
I love a caprese salad. Aren't those typically in there?
This I guy. Make them on a stick, like a kebab.
Oh, yeah, that can be good.
Yeah.
You
know,
I like the beefsteak tomato, a big slice with
I'm
a slice
with you.
Of mozzarella.
If I'm going to have tomato beefsteak. Yeah.
But they've got to be in season.
How many tomatoes did this guy grow in one
1,200.
1,269.
Well, it's going to be a very difficult record to his competitors to catch up on.
I mean, jokes like that just don't cut the mustard. That's right. I've opened it up to condiments, everybody.
I relish the thought.
Yeah!
Yes! We're really on a roll.
Are hot dogs. Yay!
If you were a gardener, could you... bruschetta record.
I bruschetta new record.
I can't even
what? It's so stupid.
He's a grower and a shower, Christy. You see, he's
I got
sitting
it.
There with his tomatoes.
I'm sorry, Chick, you said 1,200 and how many?
69.
Woo!
Hey!
Tom loves this.
Here's what you
I'm
do.
I'm so sorry. Okay, is that sports?
Yes,
I'll lay
that's
on my back and you face me.
Hey, buddy.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good
keeping the theme of food.
Here's Christy.
McDonald's.
You have my attention.
They are bringing back the Szechuan sauce.
Oh, this is for people who know this.
This is gigantic.
It is. It was originally released for a limited time way back in 1998 to promote Disney's Mulan. Great movie. The sauce went viral back in 2017 after it was mentioned in the animated TV show Rick and Morty.
Yep.
So in response, McDonald's re-released the sauce for one weekend in October of that year, sold out almost immediately, leading to riots at some locations. There was another release in 2018.
72 people were killed.
What do we want? Szechuan sauce. When do we want it?
Now.
I don't want to be mean towards demographics, but Rick and Morty fans are the most brutal people in the world. They get their mind set on something online, they go loco.
They really are.
I have no idea what Rick and Morty is.
And so there's no need you should.
It's a popular animated show.
Very funny.
McDonald's is bringing the sauce back once again. The fast food chain announced, surprise, the sauce will be available exclusively on the McDonald's app for just a few days, starting on March 31st.
Maybe we should. I've not tried it ever. I didn't
really?
try it.
I thought Jessica bought in some back in a few years back.
I do not remember.
I think she did.
Well, probably when it was available for the first time. Ace.
Well, no, it would have been 1998.
Whatever.
Yeah. See, 98.
Have you ever seen Szechuan sauce in the... never mind. I can't take it.
Well, we'll try to get some this time for sure. I may have missed
it. Yeah, maybe let's feast for it. Never mind.
I'm
so mad.
No, you know what? You're absolutely right.
Thank you. Thanks very much. I'm absolutely right. What do you think of that?
Why are you mad?
It's weird the way they say the sauce.
Christy, you're getting the front end of it.
No, kill all of
the sauce what, Tommy?
Please don't. I have kids.
Szechuan sauce, it says, was originally released, as you pointed out, back in 98. Mm-hmm. But it says it went viral in 2017.
Because of Rick and Morty.
Yeah, but yeah. Viral sauce sounds like, I don't know.
Oh, you don't want that.
Yeah, that sounds like the latest incarnation of the...
We had Omicron. COVID. Now we have viral sauce.
Good thing Josh avoided that guy in the truck stop. He could have gotten some viral sauce.
Viral sauce. The new COVID variant, viral sauce.
You got a cigarette?
Oh. Now, what is the status of the McRib? Is that still occasionally released?
Yes.
Usually in the fall.
So at present, one can't dip the forthcoming Szechuan sauce into a McRib or vice versa.
No.
From what I understand, the McRib is, the release of the McRib is based primarily on pork prices.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. Really?
Yeah, there's a direct correlation.
That actually makes sense.
Are they any good, those sandwiches?
I love them.
Really?
They ain't bad. Sam also made me a McRib at home. He, found the recipe and figured out a way to do it.
Oh, that's Sam.
Insanely good.
Sam can do amazing, anything, isn't he?
I know.
Really?
Have you guys seen him with a shirt off?
Number one.
What? Did you hear he's the only guy with a home that has a Michelin star? Isn't that interesting?
I had no idea.
Yeah. Keep this up. I'll walk. I'll tell you that right now. I'm out of here. I'm going back to Chicago. I'm going to smoke some dope on the way out. My goodness. Keep talking. You can talk about action figures with Sammy in here. Have fun.
Billy, don't
he knows his way around an action figure conversation.
Has Sam let you in his house lately?
No, I haven't been in his house. 2 years probably I haven't been in his house.
You're kidding.
I had to go in there for some technical problem, and Willie's right. It looks like the history of action figures.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, a lot of workout equipment, too. Losing weight, looking good.
Lifting weights, looking at a little tiny model of Superman. Okay. I know I was a failure as a father in many ways. That's just evidence. Coming up, we have a
got real.
Abandoned dog
got real.
that has been rescued. Fortunately, the people who owned the dog should be shot.
And now the dog talks.
Oh well, but this is a win-win.
There's a story that's going to drive Josh insane.
Oh no,
it's one of those stories about someone who. This time, remember the lady that married the boat?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And there was the
lady that married the pirate. Remember that?
Lady married her pillow or something. Yeah. We got one of those for you. Also, we have a lady who, I'm guessing in a drunken evening, got a stranger's name tattooed on her rear end.
Oh.
Now she's trying to find the guy. Which
this is the most updated Cinderella story I've ever heard.
Yes,
I'm seeing Jennifer Aniston
Lifetime movie. Yeah,
this would be a great Lifetime movie.
Wow,
I don't think Aniston would do it. I could talk to her. I give her a call if you need it.
Give Jenny a call. Will
I'll do it.
Maybe it's a tramp stamp instead of right.
See,
on
you start
right
talking that way, and she doesn't want to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
How about what's Anna de Armas or whatever the hell her name is? Isn't she the it girl right now?
Yeah, with the eyes and the boobs.
That's right. Oh, yeah. The eyes.
I like a woman with eyes and boobs.
And boobs. Yeah. These ones are crazy, man.
What?
Her eyes or her boobs?
Her eyes. She's got gorgeous eyes, and she's got some nice gnats, man. She's really flowing down. She's got some good stuff going on. Those dogs can hunt. Know what I'm talking about?
Nice gnats, dog. Oh,
so much slang going around, I can't.
But there's a lady who married something nuts.
Yeah.
We'll
it's
Willie, did I ever tell you the story about the wedding I went to where the guy married a television antenna?
No.
Oh, the ceremony was boring, but the reception was great.
Hi-oh!
We have fun.
We'll be right back.
And the same reception took place on Mars, I hear. How was the food?
Oh, you chick, you were there. Yeah, how was the food on Mars?
I'm eating it right now. Good food, no atmosphere.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.